It's a podcast whose time has come, ours. NPR's News and Notes is now available in its entirety every day through the world, wide web. Of course, we're happy. Now you can hear all of the programming we produce every day. But you've got to be more than happy. You've got to be ready to take the leap and to take the time to set up your iPod or computer. Here to help is News and Notes tech contributor Mario Armstrong. Let's listen in on the podcasting walkthrough he recently gave NPR's Farai Chadeya.
Are you excited?
The digital era has met up with News and Notes head on. This is great.
Yeah. So explain what podcasting is and tell folks why I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, well, podcasting in the most layman's term possible is the ability for you to subscribe to audio or video content that interests you. In other words, you may subscribe to a magazine or you may subscribe to a newspaper because you like that content. Well, in the digital world, we call that podcasting. So now you can receive to your computer audio files or video files that then can be played on your computer or seamlessly transferred to your MP3 player device or to a CD to carry with you. The whole idea is being able to subscribe to content that when it changes and is being updated with new segments or new content, you want it when it happens, and then you want to be able to play it and listen to it when you want to. And that's kind of the nutshell of podcasting.
What makes podcasting so good for the folks like us who are in radio?
Because it's just a way, another extension of how you can connect your content to your audience. You know, Farai, I know that, you know, you guys work hard, as do all the other programs that are on NPR and other radio programs that are out there. They work hard to try to connect to their listeners. And sometimes your listener isn't available in the car or online or near a radio to be able to pick up your show when it's airing, when it's live at that time. So how else can people not miss what Farai is talking about or the topics and the guests that you have on the show? Podcasting enables that. So that's why it's become so popular for you to not miss important content that you regard or you value as important content in your life.
Well, speaking of important content in my life, now that we have the whole show podcast, and I should say before that we had the roundtable podcast, now that we have the whole show podcast, maybe you can lead me through a little demo. Now, we're remote. You are on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. But I have my handy-dandy laptop. I have my iPod. Show me what to do.
First and foremost, go to NPR.org. This is the easy part. So you're just going to pull up. Pull it up on my, I have my laptop here with me as well.
Okay.
And what I do, the easiest thing that I do, some people could go to NPR.org/podcast. I think it's easier or more direct, if you will, for News and Notes podcasting to go straight to NPR.org. On the left-hand side of the page, you'll see News and Notes.
Mm-hmm.
As one of the shows, one of the programs. And then when you click on that, you're on the News and Notes page. And when you scroll down to the bottom right-hand side, you'll see related podcasts.
Okay.
So once you're on, this is kind of the NPR podcast page for this show. And there are a few ways that you can subscribe. At this point, what you're saying is, I want to subscribe to this particular show's information. And they give you a couple of buttons on the website. iTunes is one software that you can use to download programs, but you can use things like Yahoo, you can use Podcaster. But for sake of argument, since you have iTunes on your computer, you would then click on the iTunes graphic. So go ahead, Farai, and click on the iTunes graphic there.
Okay.
And what that will do is then launch the iTunes Music Store where your podcast lives.
Now, when you talk about a music store, I'm thinking money. Is money involved in this?
No, no cost. But what's interesting, what's really cool, is that you can not only see all of the available episodes, maybe you missed one, but you can also give your own reviews. And the show looks like it's doing pretty well. I mean, out of, what, 5 stars, I think the average rating that I'm looking at right now, and this is based off of other people that have subscribed or listened to the content, rated at 4 stars.
Well, we're going to try to get that up to 5 stars anytime soon. So if anyone wants to come and just praise us, we like that. What if you are not someone who's a Mac person? I mean, I use both Mac and PC. How do you go about doing this kind of subscription if you are working from a PC?
Yeah, that's a great question, because a lot of people assume when we say the word podcast that that means you're living in the iPod world, which is an Apple product, and that's farther from the truth. I mean, that's not what the name came up to represent.
I see something in the NPR podcast directory that says download to Zune. What's Zune?
Yeah, Zune is the Microsoft equivalent. Microsoft recently announced, it was over the last holiday season, that they were coming out with their first ever music portable player. And they named it the Zune, Z-U-N-E, and it essentially does what all MP3 players are supposed to do.
I see another little button that says download Melodio Mobilecast. What does that mean?
Yeah, Melodio is a piece of software that allows you to get your podcast on your mobile phone. Now, I've just started testing this out, and I have to say, I haven't fully heard a whole program on it yet. So far, everything seems to be fine. It seems to be a great way for you to have one device so you're not carrying two. Many people have smartphones. Downside to this is it's not offered on all of the carriers right now. But essentially, just another way of trying to make, you know, content more accessible to you. And it's going to be something that we're going to continue to see as it relates to cell phones. We're already seeing live television coming out for the first time in the U.S., so it only makes sense that you should be able to also get audio content on your cell phone as well.
So, Mario, since podcasting essentially downloads into your computer or into your device, what if things get crowded? What if you've got some things you want to keep forever and other things that you're like, gotta go?
Yeah, I mean, these MP3 players only have a certain amount of space, you know, whether it's a 10-gigabyte hard drive or a 20-gigabyte hard drive. And so after a while, you're absolutely right, you're going to eat up that space. So there are a couple things you can do. You can either offload the content that you've podcasted onto your computer. In other words, you can download it and then, say, put it in a folder on your computer. Maybe you have a news and notes folder. So you archive. You manually just copy. It's almost as simple as a copy and paste of the file into those folders on your computer. Another way to kind of keep your podcasting fresh is within some of the software, specifically like in iTunes, you can go into the preferences menu in their advanced section. And in that area, you can say under, they have a tab for podcasting. And in there, you can say how much do I want to keep? Do I want all the old shows automatically removed and just replace it with a new one? Do I want to keep about five of the last shows? You have some flexibility there to manage how much file size you have on your devices. But it is very easy for you to also burn this stuff to your own audio CD. Because when you're in the podcast world, you're not dealing with really what they call digital rights. You know, like when you buy music for iTunes, it has some encryption on there and you can't just automatically burn it to a CD. But with the podcast and with the NPR News and Notes podcast in particular, you can just take that content and burn it right to a CD.
So until they implant the chip in our brain, this is the best we've got. That's what you're saying.
This is until you can check into the NPR News and Notes line and get stamped with that chip and then check out. This is probably the closest that you can get to automatically being consistent and constantly updated with the latest information from the show.
And you know what the best part about all of this is, besides
what's
it being
that?
Free? It's that what's when that? You download our News and Notes podcast and you listen to us, whether you're in your car or whether you're at the gym or whatever, then you have scintillating coffee table conversation. And all of your friends will be extremely, extremely impressed by your
they
knowledge
will.
Of current events, pop culture, and music. So really
you
what we're trying
to
do is help your social life. If you're single, think about listening to News and Notes. If you're married and having boring conversations, think about listening to News and Notes. As long as you can listen to News and Notes. That's my purely promotional pitch.
Work.
Thanks a lot for all of this.
You're welcome, Farai.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea speaking with News and Notes tech contributor Mario Armstrong. Mario also covers technology for NPR member stations WYPR and WEAA. And if you missed anything in that last segment about podcasting, you can go to our website at npr.org and click on the News and Notes page. Once you're there, you can start and pause this segment to subscribe at your own pace.